Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Mem Gimel. We are holding on Daf Mem Beis and Beis. We're going to go back a little bit to the Machlokas that begins with Amar Rav Hilchasa. The first thing we're going to discuss is two reasons why it is that we allow making a... that we allow walking throughout the boat that drifted off into the sea, that we pass like Rav Gamliel when it comes to... when it comes to a boat, and we have enough community between the two reasons, and why each one doesn't want to say like the other reason. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether there's Tchum Shabbos L'malamei Asar Tfachim. We're going to have four rayas, whether there's a concern of Tchum Shabbos if you're floating above 10 Tfachim. And then the Gemara, in that context, the Gemara is going to talk about whether Mashiach can come on Shabbos or Yantif, which is a fascinating topic. And then... it's hard to talk after you're on. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how Rabbi Gamliel measured how close they were to the port, how close they were to the shore. After all, the other rabbis were on the same boat as him. How come he knew that they were within Tchum Shabbos when Shabbos started, and the others didn't know? And in that context, we'll talk about how to measure other things as well. Today's daf is of course sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it's also sponsored anonymously Lizuchus a Gemar Chasim Batova for all of Klal Yisrael. So again, let's pick up again from Amar Rav Hilchasa, so because it just flows right through. So Amar Rav Hilchasa Kram Gamliel B'dir V'sar V'sfina. Now we pass it like Rav Gamliel that if Nachrim took you and dumped you outside the Tchum Shabbos, but within an enclosure, you're allowed to walk throughout that entire enclosure. Or if you're on a boat and the wind took the boat outside of Tchum Shabbos, you're allowed to walk throughout that entire boat. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Hilchasa Kram Gamliel B'sfina Avol B'dir V'sahar Lo. That the halacha is like Rav Gamliel as far as the boat. If a wind took the boat out to sea, yes, that's where we pass like Rav Gamliel. But when it comes to Nachrim that dropped you in some enclosure somewhere, then we don't pass like Rav Gamliel. Then you're not allowed to walk through the entire enclosure. But to Kuli Al Mamias Halacha Kram Gamliel B'sfina. Everyone seems to agree we pass like Rav Gamliel about the boat. My taima. Why? So two possibilities. Amar Rabba Hol V'Shavas Ba'Avir Mechitzas Mibo. Because the walls of that boat were used for you to settle in when Shabbos started, and therefore those mechitzos are considered like Dalet Amos. No, the reason why you're allowed to walk through the entire boat is because every time you take a step, you're actually being kona a new Dalet Amos, because the boat is moving, so every step you take, you're four amos away from where you started, and whenever you're dumped outside of your spot, outside of your tchum, you get a new four amos. So that's why you're allowed to keep walking. My binayu, what's nafkamina between these two explanations? So two nafkaminas. Ike binayu, shenivchasu dofne svina. Let's say the walls of the boat came down and now it's become like a raft, but you're not surrounded by the same walls that you were surrounded by when Shabbos started. So if you're relying on the svara that Rabbah said, that whole v'shabbos barim l'chitz mibod yom, you don't have that svara. But if you're relying on just the fact that the boat is moving, so then you still do have that svara. Inami, or another nafkamin is, b'kovitz misvina l'svina. You're not on the same boat that you were when Shabbos started. You jumped over onto a different boat. So if you're relying on the svara, that whole v'shabbos b'avir mechitzos mibod yom, you're not in the same mechitzos at all. You're on a different boat. But if you're relying on the fact that the boat is moving, so the different boat is moving also, and therefore you're still able to be mahalich eskula, to walk throughout the whole boat. So now this is where we really left off. Rabbi Zeira, my time loma karaba. Why didn't Rabbi Zeira want to say, like Rabbah's answer, that the reason for the heter is because you were shavas pa'aver mechitzos of the boat? So amalach, because Rabbi Zeira would tell you, mechitzos ala havriach mayim asiyos. The mechitzos of a boat aren't meant l'shem dira. The mechitzos of a boat are just meant to keep the water out. So you can't call that shavas ba'avir mechitzos, that those mechitzos were made for your living and therefore are considered dalet amos. No, those mechitzos serve a totally different function. V'rabba my time alom ak Rabbi Zeira. And why didn't Rabbah want to say like Rabbi Zeira that if the boat is moving, after all, every step you take, you're being kona a new dalet amos? No, he does agree. He agrees that if the boat is moving, you are kona a new dalet amos and you are allowed to walk throughout the whole boat. Keep pligi b'sha'amda. Where they're arguing and where he suggests Rav Gamliel would still be Mekel and we'd still pass the way from Gamliel is even if the boat's not moving, because you still have the svara of the Avir Mechitzos. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Masisa Nami Deka. It's meduyik in the Mishnah that if the boat is moving, there's nothing to discuss, and that everyone would agree to Rabban Gamliel that if the boat is moving, you're allowed to walk throughout the whole boat. How do I see that in the Mishnah? Mimai, mi diktani, maisa shabo mi plandrasin, because the Mishnah said that they came from a place called plandrasin, and they were kona shvisa, and then the wind came and blew them out to sea. V'fligas svinasa biyam. So Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Elazar ben Azariah holchu es kula. Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah walked throughout the entire boat, Rabbi Rishuv, Rabbi Kiva, Lozos, Meir Ba'amos, Sherotzu Lahachmir Latzman. But Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozman, Rabbi Yeshua didn't move, not because they thought it was usher to move, but Rotzu Lahachmir Latzman. So, Iyam, Rabbi Shalom Melech, Zlo Pligi, if you hold that when the boat is moving, everyone agrees you're allowed to walk throughout the whole boat, Hainu Diktani Ratzu. That's why it was just a chumra not to walk through the whole boat. The boat was moving. So, Meikar Adin, everyone agrees you're allowed to walk through the whole boat. Dilma Amda, but they wanted to be machmir because who knows, maybe the boat will stop moving at some point and then they'll be in violation of Tchum Shabbos. Eliam Repligi, but if you hold that they argue, even if the boat is moving, Hai Ratzu Lahachmir Isuruhu, then why would it say that they wanted to be machmir on themselves? It's not wanted to be machmir, it would be mamish asur if you held that you're not allowed to go outside of Dalet Amos when the boat is moving. So why would the Mishnah describe it as Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua not wanting to walk because of a chumrah? It's not a chumrah, it's a din. Elamai, you see that the boat was moving, and everyone agrees when the boat is moving that you're allowed to be holich as kula, that you're allowed to walk throughout the entire boat. Amar Ravashi Masnisa Nami Deka, and I bring you a raya from the Mishnah that there's no machlokas tanaim when the boat is moving, the katani, because the Mishnah Dafka says, Svina, Dumya, the deer v'sahar. It gives three examples of where you end up inside of an enclosure that's outside your Tchum Shabbos. A boat, and a deer and a sahar. Deer and a sahar are regular enclosures on the ground. So ma deer v'sahar de kivihi, just like a deer and a sahar by definition are not moving, arsvina nami de kivia. So a boat is also by definition, the boat that we're talking about is a boat that's not moving. If it were a boat that is moving, then there would be no machlokas. Everyone would agree that you're allowed to walk throughout the entire boat. So Amli Ravacha Breid Rava, the Ravashi, we said that Hilksa Kram Gamil B'Sfina, Hilksa Mechal De Pligi. Well, wait a second. We said that we paskin that Kram Gamil about a boat, that you're allowed to walk through the entire boat. That makes it sound like there are Tanayim that disagree. But where do you find? The Mishnah doesn't mention a Machlokas Tanayim, because the Mishnah says that those who didn't want to walk were only being Machmir Alatzman. So it didn't mention any Tana that explicitly disagrees and holds that Meikar Adin, you're not allowed to walk. So where do we find that there's a Tana that disagrees? In Vatanya. Chananya Omer Kolosa Yom Yashu B'dan B'dvar Halacha, that when Rabbi Gamliel said this Chiddush, everyone was sitting and figuring out the Halacha. And he says, and you should know that yesterday, last evening, Rabbi Yeshua, who's my uncle, finally was machria that we passed on Rabbi Gamliel by a boat, halach Rabbi Akiva b'dir v'sahar, and we passed on Rabbi Akiva by a deer and a sahar. So you see that there was a machlokas tanaim, and there was a whole tumult, there was a whole discussion, even by a boat, and that's talking about a boat that is not moving, but a sfina mahaleches. If the boat is moving, then everyone agrees that meikar adin, you're allowed to travel throughout the boat. It's just that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva had an extra chumrah. They wanted to be machmir on themselves, just in case the boat stops at some point. So now says Marabai Rav Chanan, Yesh Tchum L'mal Me'asara, Oyin Tchum L'mal Me'asara. The primary sugya of today's daf. Is there Tchum Shabbos L'mal Me'asara? If you are traveling more than 10 tefachim off the ground, is there a violation of Tchum Shabbos? So Amar Gavah Asara V'rachav Arba Aloti Baylach. If you have a post that's 10 tefachim high and more than 4 tefachim wide, and part of that post is within the Tchum Shabbos, and part is outside of the Tchum Shabbos, so can you go to the top of that post and walk to the part that's outside the Tchum Shabbos? That's not a shaila. The aris michtihi. That's just considered uneven ground. So that's for sure considered going outside of the Tchum Shabbos. That's not what we think of when we talk about the Malam Esar, meaning imagine a building, right? There's a, so you go to the second floor of a building or a house, and the house is right on the Tchum Shabbos. House would work as it's surrounded by mechitzas. But imagine you have something, so it's the Malam Esar Tvachim. So going outside of the Tchum when you're more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, but it's just that's just considered uneven ground. That's for sure a violation of Tchum. Kiti Bailach, Bamud Gavala Asara, the Eno Rachav Arba'a. shaila is if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, but it's less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's not a makom chashuv in its own right. Inami de kazel b'kvitza. Or the shaila is if you manage to travel in the air, that the way Rashi says you maskir shem shemayim, and by mentioning shem shemayim you could fly. So if you figure out a way to fly in the air by being maskir shem shemayim to a distant location, is that a violation of tchum Shabbos? Rabbi Yaakov Emden jumps all over that. He says, it seems from the Psukim that even the Nevi'im didn't utilize that trick, that being Masker Shem Shemayim and flying all over the place. Because Eliyahu was a Navuch B'Midbar for Arba'im Yom, and he didn't just be Masker the Shem Hashem to find himself and to end up back wherever he wanted to be. And even to be Matzal himself from Misa, even though it was Pikuach Nefesh, because otherwise Yirmiyahu could have been Motzi himself from the bar that they threw him into. And we find by many Nevi'im that they were killed and they were not Matzal themselves. Why didn't they just say the Shem Hashem and fly away if they had that ability to do so? So apparently, it's possible to do, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but it's not something that you're supposed to do, which is an unbelievable thing. I mean, you would think, Pikuach Nefesh, it's Tocha Kala Taru Kula, whatever the issue is. No, we're supposed to Tam Tiyam Hashem Elokach. You're supposed to live life like you're supposed to live life, and you're not supposed to be Dorish, whatever. You know, sometimes there are these hopes that people have, and they do things, they go to all sorts of Avodah Zarah type of medicines and whatever that they think are going to help them, and maybe they do. Even so, lo yitzuyer that they do. But tam tiyam Hashem elkecha is the mitzvah satara. We're here to serve Hashem. That's our job. The Meiri says no. Kfitza doesn't really mean that you say Hashem Hashem and you jump. It means that you figure out some sort of tachbula. You're the Wright brothers. You figured it out. You figured out how to fly more than 10 tefachim off of the ground. Lishna achrina besvina besvina mai. The other lashon is another way to say the suffix is if you're traveling on a boat, because the boat is more than 10 tefachim off of the ground of the ocean. So that's the shaila. Is there tchum Shabbos l'malam e'asar tefachim? The Gemara is going to have four rayas. Raya number one: Amar Rav Hoshaya Toshema Maisa Shabo mi Plandrasin. We already had the story in our Mishnah where they arrived from Plandrasin, and then the wind came, a gust of wind came, and blew them out to sea beyond the tchum Shabbos of Fligus Finasa Bayam. So apparently they were outside the tchum Shabbos, and then they had that whole discussion: are we allowed to walk throughout the entire boat? But what are you talking about? Yeriyam at Brishlama. That I understand. If there's tchum Shabbos l'malam me'asar tefachim, I understand why there are those that want to be machmir and not walk through the entire boat, because the boat might stop and then you're going to be in violation of tchum Shabbos. Eliyamer dein tchum and amai ratzu. But if you're going to say that there's no tchum l'malam me'asar anyway, why would you be machmir in yourself even if the boat stops? You're l'malam me'asar tefachim, so all bets are off. Just like Rava said in a different context, that we're talking about a case where the boat is sort of stuck in the mud, and it's traveling in the mud, so it's l'mata me'asar tefachim. So over here also, we're talking about where they're on a boat, but the boat is not l'mata me'asar. The boat is actually getting stuck in the mud on the bottom of the ocean. So second raya, toshma, pamachas l'nichsu l'nomalat shechashecha. One time they didn't get to port until Shabbos started, and they asked Rabbi Gamliel, are we allowed to get off the boat? And Gamliel says, well, I took my telescope and I saw that we were within 2,000 amos when Shabbos started, so it's okay to get off the boat. Well, yeah, Bishlomi Yesh Tchum in Shapir. If there's an issue of Tchum Shabbos on Malamei Asar Tfachim, I get why there's a whole discussion, because if we were not within Tchum Shabbos, we have a problem. But if there's no Tchum L'Malamei Asara, who cares? It doesn't matter that they weren't within the Tchum Shabbos. It shouldn't make a difference because they were above 10 Tfachim, they were on a boat. So Amar Rava, this is the original context of Rava's statement. No, they were going on a boat, but the boat was getting stuck in the mud. So they were within 10 tefachim of the ground, and that's why there was a concern about Tchum Shabbos. So Raya number two is not a Raya either. So now the Gemara moves on to Raya number three. Tashma, Hanishev Shmaita. The seven halachos in Dine Trefos that are mentioned in Meseches Chulin and Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, Dis Amrin B'Tzafer B'Shabbata. The Kamei Derav Chista Be'esura. These Shev Shmaita were told to Rav Chista in Surah in the morning of Shabbos, Badipanya de Shabbata, and then Shabbos afternoon, Kame de Rava b'Pumbedisa. The same seven teachings were said in front of Rava in Pumbedisa. So Manamrinu, who could have been in both places? Meaning it's outside of Alpaya Mama, they're beyond 2,000 amas from each other, it's outside of Tchum Shabbos. Who could have been in both places on the same Shabbos? Lav Eliyahu Amrinu, isn't it Eliyahu Anavi? And Eliyahu Anavi was traveling Lamala Me'asara, and that's why there's not a problem of Tchum Shabbos. Alma ain't Tchum and Lamala Me'asara. So you see from there, that's the way to solve the Tchum Shabbos problem. You send Eliyahu, and Eliyahu knows how to fly. So Eliyahu would fly from one place to the other, Lamala Me'asara. So that's why he was allowed to go there. That's how Rashi understands, and moreover, the Rishonim understands, the Pasha of the Sugya, that it's Eliyahu Anavi, and Eliyahu knows how to fly. The Meiri says, no, it doesn't mean Eliyahu Mamish. It means an Adam Chashav and an Adam Kasher who figured out a way to go. Al Yedei Kfitza. The Meiri had this idea that someone's going to figure out a way to fly. So he said, it must be that. We're talking about an Adam Kasher who figured something out, who figured a way out to fly. But bottom line is, you see that's why it solves the problem, because Lamala Me'asara, there's no Tchum Shabbos. Says, no, Dilma Yosef Shidam Renu. Maybe it's Yosef the Shade, and the Shade can travel Lamala Me'asara Tfachim, but whether he can or can't travel Lamala Me'asara Tfachim, he'll violate Isurim. So Shade is going to violate, so he violated Tchum Shabbos. It was a Shade that went. The Meiri again says, not a Shade, it means a Mechal Shabbos, that there was a, so we call him a Shade. But Yosef Shida actually appears in Maseches Pesachim as well. There was a Shade, there was a demon called Yosef. Okay, then a fourth Raya. Tashma, Hareini Nazir B'Yom Sheben David Bav. Person takes a Neder Nazirus, that on the day that Mashiach comes, I'm going to be a Nazir. So what days is he not allowed to drink wine? So Mutar L'Shtos Yayin B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'Asur L'Shtos Yayin B'Kol Yemos HaChol. But he's not allowed to drink wine throughout any of the weekdays, because every single day might be the day that Mashiach comes. And if that's the case, he's not going to be allowed to drink wine. So I'm B'Shlomo Yesh Tchum Nehayin B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Mutar. If there's Tchum in the Malam Ayasar, I understand why on Shabbos and Yom Tov it's Mutar, because Mashiach can't come from outside the Tchum Shabbos, so he's not going to come on Shabbos. Eliyamr Tein Tchumin, B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Mamay Mutar. But if there's no Tchum L'Mal Me'asara, then why is it Mutar for him to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Mashiach could still come L'Mal Me'asara from outside the Tchum Shabbos, so shouldn't he be concerned that maybe even on Shabbos and Yom Tov Mashiach is going to come and he might be a Nazir? Says Marno, Shaini Yasam Dom Kra, Hinei Anochi Sholech Lechem Eliyahu Hanavi, V'lo As Eliyahu Me'at. Well, no, we know that the day before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come and herald the coming of the Mashiach. And Eliyahu Hanavi didn't come the previous day. He didn't come beforehand. So we know that Mashiach is not going to be coming on Shabbos. Says Gemara, Ihachi b'chol, Ihachi b'chol kol yom of yom anami l'shturi, d'alo as Eliyahu me'atmol. But that's not a Shabbos thing. Any day you should say, I know Mashiach is not going to come because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. And if Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, Mashiach is not going to come today. Ela amrin and lebezen ha'gadol asa. So what do we assume? That maybe Eliyahu Hanavi did come yesterday to the bezen ha'gadol. We just haven't checked our Yeshiva World News or whatever to know that happened, but it happened the previous day, and you have to be choshesh that maybe Mashiach doesn't come today. So over here also, even on Shabbos, maybe we should assume that Eliyahu Hanavi came on Friday and Mashiach is going to come on Shabbos. So why is this fellow allowed to drink wine on Shabbos? Says Mark, now Eliyahu Hanavi wouldn't bother us on an Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a busy day, so he's going to wait till another day. He's not going to come on an Erev Shabbos because it would distract us from our covered Shabbos. So there's no. So the reason for the heter is not because we didn't hear that Eliyahu Hanavi came on Friday, because it could be that he could have come to the Beis HaGadol. It's because he wouldn't come on Friday, and since he wouldn't come on Friday, so we know that Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos. Eliyahu Hanavi wouldn't come on an Erev Yontif, so we know that Mashiach is not coming on a Yontif. So Kasal Kedaitach Mideliyahu Lo Asa Mashiach Nami Lo Asi. So we're assuming if Eliyahu wouldn't come on an Erev Shabbos, Mashiach also wouldn't come on an Erev Shabbos. So B'mali Shabbat Lishturi, why can't you drink wine on Friday? Because you know that's not the day Mashiach's going to come. Mashiach doesn't want to bother us either on an Erev Shabbos. Says Mar Eliyahu Lo Asi Mashiach Asi. No, Eliyahu wouldn't come on an Erev Shabbos. Mashiach would. D'kimad Asi Mashiach HaKol Avadim Ein LiYisrael. I would have thought the answer is because he's Mashiach. We've been waiting for him all this time, so he's gonna go. No, he would come on Friday, because as soon as Mashiach comes, everyone else becomes our avadim. So we're not going to have to worry about preparing for Shabbos. We'll have all these avadim to help us prepare for Shabbos. So it's not going to be such a problem. But if Eliyahu comes on Friday, we're going to be up a creek. How are we going to prepare all the food and everything that we need
for Shabbos. Who's going to set the table if Eliyahu HaNavi comes on a Friday? So b'chad b'shabbos l'shteri, why don't we allow this fellow who said he's going to be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach comes, why don't we allow him to drink wine on a Sunday? So l'fshom minah dein tchumen. So maybe from there you see that ain't tchumen l'malam me'asara, because Eliyahu HaNavi, apparently we're assuming, can come on Shabbos. How could Eliyahu HaNavi come on Shabbos? It must be that he's allowed to fly in from l'malam me'asara. D'yesh tchumen b'chad b'shabbat l'shteri, because if there's a problem, tchum Shabbos l'malam me'asara, then the fellow should be allowed to drink wine on Sunday, d'las Eliyahu b'shabbos, because Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come on Shabbos. So haitana svukim esafkele yesh tchumen o ein tchumen. Now this Tana was mesupak, whether there's tchumen l'malam me'asara or not, and therefore ulechumra. So he went l'chumra, that on Sunday you're not allowed to drink wine, just in case there's ein tchumen l'malam me'asara, and Eliyahu HaNavi did come on Shabbos, so that's why you have to be machmir on Sunday. When did this fellow take this neder nazirus that he's going to be a nazir starting from the day that Ben David ba? If it's on a weekday that he took this nazirus, so the nazirus should be chal right away. And if the nazirus is chal right away, Shabbos can't come and undo the nazirus. No, it must be that he took the neder on Shabbos uyamtov. And that very day that he took the neder is what's mutter. But mikan ve'elachasulei. But after that, it's going to be asr. Tosfos raises a question over here. He says, why does it become asr for him to drink wine throughout the weekdays? The Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin tells us, we do not asr kohanim from drinking wine bizman hazeh, shemi yibana hamigdash, and they're going to be pasul avoda because they're shsuya yayin. Meaning, we don't make such a chashash that Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt right now, and then they're going to be shsuya yayin, and then they're not going to be able to do the avoda. So why by this nazir are we always choshesh that it might be the day that Ben David Ba, and therefore he's going to become a Nazir. So Tosa suggested that there's no Isser by a Kohen to drink wine, because even if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, who says that Kohen has to be the one to do the Avoda? They'll let this guy sober up a little bit. They'll have other Kohanim do the Avoda. Yes, maybe if all the Kohanim in the world had a convention and a wine tasting, so that would be a problem. But as long as there is some sober Kohanim somewhere, then you should be okay. Whereas over here, it's all about this fellow. Another possible answer, Tosa says, based on Rabbeinu Tamuel, is that the Brisa does not mean that he was neder nazirus on the day that Mashiach is ba, but on the day that Mashiach is ra'oi lavo. So it's as long as it's a day Mashiach could come, that's a neder nazirus. Whereas by the Kohen, we said a Kohen is allowed to drink wine because I'm not choshesh the Mashiach will actually come, but ra'oi lavo, that's each and every day except for Shabbos. Tosa Rosh says differently. He says you can't aser all kohanim to drink wine forever, but one fellow decides that he wants to become a nazir. You could aser him from drinking wine on any day that Mashiach could come, but you can't just aser every kohen in throughout all of Jewish history from drinking wine. But this sugya of tchum and l'mal me'asara may play a role in halacha aside from just airplanes. It plays a role when it comes to airplanes as well, but it may play a role as well in other places. In Menhagi Ma'aril, the Ma'aril said it was not Mekadish Levana on Yom Tov Shechal B'Motzai Shabbos. Like if a Shavuos fell out on a Sunday, or like we keep having where we have these Shabbos Sunday Yom Tov, and we just had one now before, and this, I guess, this is our Daf Yom Kippur, and we're going to keep having them. And the reason is because Yesh Tchumen, Kshem Sheyesh Tchumen Lamata, Kach Yesh Tchumen Lamala, so you can't be Mekabel Pnei Shechina on Yom Tov Chutz L'Tchum. And the Birch Salavana also seems like a Tchina, and you shouldn't say Tchina, so Yom Tov, but he was made that his Rabbi Mufak, the Maharash, was not makbid about this, and he was Mekadish in Yom Tov Shechal B'Motzai Shabbos. So the Bach explains in the name of the Aguda that Shamati L'chein Ein Mevarchem B'Lal Shabbos Al Birch Salvana D'Shem HaHalacha Yesh Tchum L'Mal Me'asara. That's why we never say Kiddush Levana on Friday night, because maybe it's Yesh Tchum L'Mal Me'asara, and it's Ki'ilu your Mekabel Rabbo L'Mal Me'asara. So someone who's Roel of the Levana B'Chidusha is Mevarch L'Mu'uma, because it's ki'ilu is mekabel pnei shechina, and therefore it's ki'ilu that you're traveling l'mal me'asara to go greet the shechina. Unclear exactly what any of that means, but that's the minhag. We don't say kiddush levana on Friday night. So it says gemara pa machas lo nichnasu l'namal. One time they didn't enter into the port, and it was erev Shabbos, and they weren't sure had they arrived within the tchum Shabbos before Shabbos started. So Rav Gamliel told them, don't worry, I saw that we were within the tchum when Shabbos started. So tanush shofaris haysalem Gamliel shayim.
Ram Gamliel had a telescope that had a 2,000 amma range. So he looked through his telescope, and if he was able to see the dry land, he knew, oh, good, we're within Tchum Shabbos. And that's what he relied on. If you want to know how deep a valley is, you could take a telescope that has a certain range and look through it, and then you'll know the depth of that valley. If you want to know how tall a particular dekel tree is, and so you can measure its your own height, vitzilo, and the shade of the dekel, vitzel komaso, and measure the shade of your own body, v'yeda kama gova shel dekel, meaning do it proportionally. If I know that I'm 5 feet 9 inches tall, and I see that my shadow is 7 foot 2, so then I could measure the shadow of the dekel tree and proportionally figure out the height of the dekel tree. So that's the Gemara is telling you a trick how to figure out the height of a dekel tree. If you want to make sure bitzel kever rather, if a person wants to make sure that a chaya ra'a doesn't lie down in the shadow of a kever to protect it from the sun, because why are we so concerned if a chaya ra'a lies down next to a kever? Because he might smell the decomposing body and then dig it up, and it would be a bizayin ames if the chaya goes and digs up the body. So you don't want a chaya ra'a hanging around the cemetery. So no, it's kana ba'ar ba'shos ba'yom. You should take a pole and stick it in the ground 4 hours into the day, and that's apparently the time of day where a chaya ra'a is most likely to go looking for some shelter. V'yira lehechon tzilonota, and see how far the shade goes from that pole that you put right next to the kever, and then make sure that entire area where the shade goes to is somewhere that's not that is not going to provide shade for a chaya. How do you do that? You make the kever on a slant. So if you make the kever on a slant, then it's not going to shade the area next to the kever, and then the chaya is not going to hang out in that area. Why dafka 4 hours into the day? So Rashi writes, because that's when the sun begins to really heat up the ground, and the tzel is still cool from the previous evening, and that's when a chaya is likely to find shade. But apparently it's the derech of a chaya not to look for shade beyond that point. So that's why you make it on a slant, and the chaya is not going to come. So he's meaning once the fourth hour passes, even though the sun is still getting stronger, but at that point the shade is not going to be cool enough for the chaya to look for the shade. And furthermore, that's what Rashi says. The shade is going to be even the shade is mischamim, and the chaya is not going to be looking for a shady area after that. Okay, so it's already 6:30, so we'll stop there. A little bit of a short afternoon. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Nechemya Bray, the Rav Chani Lai. Everyone have a great day.